It's Springsteen Uniquities time. I'm WC Chronicles.
And I'm Jersey Mike, Junior Nerdling. It is the Springsteen Uniquities. Let me tell you something. If you put this phone, which we're doing a podcast on outside, it would just fucking melt. It's that fucking hot. But sit back, relax, listen to this, and get a cool breeze of Springsteen.
Well, we're a day late for Springsteen Uniquities number 21 that we got coming up.
We're never a day late. We had an occurrence come up yesterday where I got a little sick and the heat's kicking ass out here,
it
literally.
Is. It's kicking our asses
and
out here.
And now we need a little jam from the man's guitar, his voice, coolest Springsteen.
But first, the results from Springsteen Uniquities 19 and 20.
Cool.
All right, so from Springsteen Uniquities 19, we had Summertime Blues going up against Dancing in the Dark, the Blaster Mix.
I'm going to say Dancing in the Dark one.
Dancing in the Dark, 35. Summertime Blues, 36.
Oh, I got edged out by an inch.
But now, this is the one that you were saying to the people, hey, we want to get this thing up into the hundreds.
Okay? Cool.
Springsteen Uniquities 20, we had Pink Cadillac up against Axl Rose and Springsteen doing Come Together together. You ready?
Go ahead.
Pink Cadillac, 99. Come Together, 110.
There you go. Thank you, people. Now, can't you guys package this and vote on all the Springsteen Uniquities like this and just get us into the triple digits, because then we can get into the quads and to up and up and up. And then we can get our sponsors and stuff right in. Do we have any hellos?
I didn't get hellos. The heat melted me.
The heat melted them.
Everything's kind of in a flux. It's like I said, it's the 4th of July weekend, that ebb and flow, as I like to call it.
But the great thing is Phantom Firework booths are setting up all over the place to sell fireworks. So is that illegal or legal? We're in Sin City. I think anything goes if you got a dollar.
Well, I got you ready for Springsteen Uniquities number 21.
Yes.
What we got here. Do you remember going down? On the
I'm going down.
Yes. What I got for us is the full unedited version, which has a count in, it has more piano, has a lyric change, and has a more ruckusy ending. But now here's my question: did you ever count how many times he says "going down"?
No, but I would say it's got to be at least a couple dozen.
Me and my brother. Actually, this is when Going Down, I think it was the fifth single off Born USA. Me and my brother, we actually heard it, and it was playing out on Casey Kasem's Top 40. My dad was listening to it, okay? My dad's not a Springsteen guy, but he's like, how many times does that guy say Going Down? And the thing is, that about one or two nights before, me and my brother actually took it and counted.
I mean,
this is my take on it. If I can't remember correctly, he says it 67 times.
Wow, 67 times.
Going down 67 times.
That's kind of weird. Isn't he 67 years old now?
I don't know. I don't want to know because I'm a nerdling.
Exactly. Wow.
So here's the original version, unedited, of Going Down.
And what's it going up against?
That's going to be the surprise.
Surprise.
I'll give you a tip, because we're on Uniquities number 21. That's kind of like Blackjack.
Oh, all right.
Okay. But for here we go.
Oh,
What do you think, Jersey Mike?
Besides being hot and I got the air blasting and we're not getting anywhere because the sun's coming in, that is that he doesn't get any spicier and better than that. That guy is good, man. That extra couple minutes sounds like a live
jamming in the
session.
Studio, yeah. You can tell they took the single from that and worked it up to the shorter radio version.
It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, fuck it, we're going to jam.
We're going to jam. Boombox going. So for 21, I took the song, this is the unpolished, released, original version of a song called Roulette.
Oh, pretty cool.
What better for bring Springsteen unique, and he's 21.
I got a tattoo of a roulette wheel on me, so
no
I'm
way.
A little sick too, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Number 13 coming out right there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the unpolished release version of Roulette.
All right. I never heard this.
Sound effect.
You know what? I would vote for that hands down. That's incredible.
That's incredible.
I've never heard that before. That's like one of those songs, like, you know, you're young, and your life's coming.
My life,
yeah.
My wife, my
kids. Keep coming. You're involved with the mob or whatever you're into.
Exactly.
And it's like it's going to come to a full head, like a train wreck. But that song, Roulette, should be in movies, man.
Because I remember seeing him do that on stage back when I saw him in Tacoma. I like the studio version.
What year was that?
That would have been 88.
Wow. And that's been around that long?
It's been around that long. And we're just digging it up because that's what we do. We're Springsteen Uniquities.
/ Nerdling Springsteens.
So wow. We're going to post these on Instagram, WCW_comedy, Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and Boat.
Don't you have a Vine account, too, which we're starting to activate?
I'm starting to activate the Vine account. It also is Shiny Squirrel Podcast, and then the other account name for it is Improv Comedy.
Just listen, vote, get comments out. Podcast. Springsteen Box Set Uniquities 21.